Greetings, faithful gamers, to yet another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly enterprise that takes you on a ride down the retro lane. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host as we go down these nostalgic roads. And today, well, it's time for another great gamer's quiz. And this week, it's a musical menagerie as we go down 10 classic tunes you may or may not recognize. As always, the rules are simple. Simply name the game that musical melody comes from. And even better, if you can name the stage or otherwise describe what that specific tune represents, you are aces in my book. So, without further ado then,
let's go!
Song number one. Alright, so all you arcade diehards from the 1990s should have known this one immediately, and it is the Chun-Li theme from Street Fighter II. The Hyper Fighting Edition, to be exact. Moving on now to tune number two. Another Capcom wonder, this theme comes from Stage 1 of Ghouls and Ghosts, the sequel to Ghosts and Goblins that had a similar rendition. This is the arcade version. And now for something a little different. Or, if this helps. Ain't they a lovely pair? Both renditions, of course, come from The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. The first from the Game Boy / Game Boy Color iteration, and the second from that glossy remake that now graces the Nintendo Switch. Moving forward to track number four. We'll be right back. Another piece for you arcade old-timers out there. This is actually from the Simpsons arcade game Stage 2, otherwise known as Krusty Land. Okay, time for jive number 5. This piece, well, be prepared, it comes packed with some sound effects in the background, but heck, that only sets the mood, correct? Mario fans might recognize this as the battle theme from Super Mario Bros. 3, the Super Mario All-Stars version which graced the Super Nintendo. This was a special mode in which players 1 and 2, you know, Mario and Luigi, could duke it out Mario Bros. Style within a sewer setting, bouncing and knocking each other into various enemies. All, I guess, to prove who was the better plumber? And now, pick number 6. Or, if this helps. The game is Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse for the good old Sega Genesis, and it's the Enchanted Forest theme. That second rendition, however, is of course much more modern, belonging to the contemporary era of iOS and the PS3, and it's an excellent remake, perhaps even better than the original, so if you're interested, and if it's still downloadable, I'd say go for it, give it a try. All right, time to listen to number 7. Now that's a killer ditty that should rekindle some memories. It comes from Mega Man 3 Magnet Man stage. I'm surprised it hasn't gotten more of a remix treatment in the modern era, but there's still always time, I guess. And now, number 8. That quirky little piece comes from Donkey Kong 94, the Game Boy Donkey Kong game, and that was the Forest theme, otherwise known as the Overture for World 2. Time now for number 9. If this helps. First, the answer. The game is Castlevania III: Dracula's Curse. The piece is known simply as Rising, the overarching theme for Stage 5. The two versions heard here come from the NES and Famicom editions, respectively. This is because the Japanese version has a special coprocessor built into the cartridge, allowing for more robust atmospheric sound. Here's another quick example, and if you can name this one too, consider it a bonus point. This time, the Japanese version first. And now its Western counterpart. Anyway, it's kinda hard not to be a little jealous of our Japanese friends. Anyway, this piece, same game of course, but it comes from Stage 1's boss fight. And finally, rendition number 10. This should be a rather easy one for all you Nintendo nuts from years ago. Yep, this is the F-Zero Mute City theme from the original game as it was presented on the original Super Nintendo. Indeed, this was once the Nintendo racer to own before Mario Kart stole its thunder. That's the last of our tracks, so how did you perform? Here's my rubric. If you manage 1 through 4 correct, well, you're a Waluigi. 5 through 8 correct, well, that makes you a Wario.
Yeah.
And if you got 9 through 11 right, that makes you, dun-da-dun, Princess Daisy.
Woohoo!
Yep, congratulations.
Woohoo!
Yep, we got it. Good job. Time to move on now. And I think that means I need to bring this to a quick close. So, great job on becoming the Daisy of your dreams. And until next week then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.